The story of Tower Colliery in Hirwaun, just outside Aberdare, is a fascinating one. It was the last deep mine in Wales to close. But then the workers used their redundancy money to buy it out and continue the workings there. Tony Charles has been to the site recently to find out more about the Tower Colliery story, particularly how redundant miners raised the money to buy the business and run a successful operation that had previously been doomed for closure. Tony asked the man in charge on site, Tony Schott, about the story of this famous site.
Well, Tower Colliery was bought by the employees back in 1994. And at the time, we worked the site until 2008. When we decided then, look, the site itself has now worked out, underground mine coal has worked out. So we decided then to embark on an open cast project. There were two reasons principally for it, and that was that there was the land wreck where we had several old tips on the site, but there was also 6 million tonne of coal under it.
Gosh, that's a lot to take out.
It is. We managed to take out about 4 million ton. What happened then was that Aberthaw power station closed, which meant that the primary market for our coal was gone. And the lowest coal measures at the time were making it a bit uneconomic to try to hold on to them and go down. So we decided to close, what it would have been 3 years early, not through our choice, but we closed the site, and we now on full land reclamation. Got the 400 acres, and that will be all put back to nature conservation public access.
And the story here then is that all the mines in Britain, not just in Wales, were closing.
Yes.
And this was the last deep mine in Wales, and the miners decided to do with their redundancy money is put money in, was it £8,000 each, and buy the company.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, that. And it's a remarkable story. Absolutely remarkable. What happened was, British Coal closed Tower Colliery. So we decided to put in a bid to buy it back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did that. We put the bid in. The proposal to put the bid in was accepted. And when it was accepted, we had a meeting in Penawine Club, it was then, and we said to the men, right, if you want to buy this pit back, we've got to have a fighting fund. So we said, okay. They said, yeah, we'll do that. How much do you want? £2,000 a man.
Right.
So they turned up. We said, right, when do you got to have it by? Next Saturday. Right? This is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Next Saturday. So off we went, and the following Saturday came, and the boys turned up with some had checks.
Yeah.
Some had carrier bags of money.
Aye.
Right? No receipts were given. We didn't give any receipts to anybody. There was no...
It was all done on trust.
All done, absolutely done on trust.
Yeah.
Right? So they handed over. So we had £2,000, right? We had enough money now to start the ball rolling.
But you just don't come out with £2,000. They'd had their redundancy payment,
had
they, from British Coal?
Yes, they had their redundancy. But it's very much, if you're a redundant miner, there's no other mines to go to. You've got your redundancy money, which might be, you know, a couple of £1,000 more than that. It's a hell of a gamble now.
Yeah, it was a gamble.
To put that £2,000 up for grabs. You could have lost it all.
But the boys did it.
The boys put the £2,000 in. So we got then a bit further down the road, and they said, right, we now become preferred bidders. There's just about four other companies.
Yeah.
So we need more money.
Oh, right.
Right. How much do you want? Another £6,000.
Oh, my word.
Making a total of 8,000.
Yeah, I thought I'd heard 8,000 somewhere.
It came to 8,000.
Yeah.
When do you want it? Next Saturday. Right. Right. Bring it to the club. So, and honestly, you wouldn't believe it. They carry bags full of money. Some was a cheque and money.
Gosh.
Glyn Roberts, right, whose idea it was to buy the mine, a remarkable little guy.
Yeah.
He went home that night, and he had a couple of £100,000 in a carrier bag under his bed. His wife, Sandra, didn't sleep all night.
Oh.
She thought he might get robbed. But it's that again, no receipts.
Yeah.
No, it was all done absolutely on trust.
And did every miner go with that that plan?
Yeah.
It was unanimous.
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that was the start then of some this didn't, story. Right?
Some just couldn't afford it.
No.
You know, some couldn't afford it. Some.
Yeah.
But we managed to get 244, I think it was on the first run. We got into difficulties later on. Not in terms of raising money or people, employees, but as the mine expanded in, after year one,
yeah,
we wanted more people to come in. You know, yeah. We wanted to re-employ some people wanted to finish. But of course, when people come in, we wanted them to be shareholders the same.
So to buy in?
They had to buy in.
Yeah.
Right, to buy the shares. So, yeah, how much you ask them to pay? Now, if you ask them to pay £8,000, the share price had gone up, right? So the share price then was now went from £1 up to £2 at the end of the first year.
So you need 16,000?
So now, if you want somebody to come in and be an equal shareholder,
yeah,
they've got to put in £16,000.
Hey, my arithmetic was correct.
I'm spot on. Spot on. Should be an accountant. No, perhaps not. £16,000. Now, do you actually ask people for £16,000?
Yeah, yeah. You
can't do that.
No.
You can't do that. So what we decided to do, we couldn't give them 8,000 shares. So what we did said was, whatever the share price is at the time, you buy £8,000 at that share price. So second year, people who came in paid £8,000, same financial exposure, but they had 4,000 shares.
Right, yeah. So they had a proportion
It was a proportion. It's the only fair way we could do it. It wouldn't be fair to the existing shareholders if we'd gone for half, you know, giving them shares for half the price.
Yeah.
And we couldn't really expect them to give £16,000. That's, you know, that's a step too far.
Well, the great story here, of course, was that then the bid and the acceptance of that and the taking over of what was seen at the time as yet another mine that was being closed, a failure.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a success story. Mm. You had these very successful contracts, particularly the Aberthaw power station, where the coal was shipped down from here to the coast. Good quality Welsh coal burning in the power station.
Yeah.
It was a success story. But we've talked money, and I mean, that's very interesting to hear the story. But you've just taken me out on a very muddy and extensive site here, a massive area of land, as you described at the beginning. We're at the end of a story now, almost, are we? Or not?
We're at the midpoint in a story, if I can put it that way. We've worked the deep mine, and that was a success. We've worked the open cast, that's been a success. We are on full restoration now, but as part of the restoration, if you look geographically where we are sited, we are at the midpoint between Swansea, Cardiff, Heads of the Valley, right? The M4, only just down the road. And it's been identified by Rhondda Cynon Council as a strategic site.
Right.
So with the new road being dual through our site, we've got a development being proposed for a petrol station, hotel, and various other land developments, as well as housing, as well as predominantly industrial land. So we're looking to create jobs back into this area.
So there's a real future here.
There is a future.
And one final question,
the
Tony, then.
The tower story always rolls on.
Yeah. And there's one final question in my mind here now. Will the miners and the company still have a share in the new development, or will it be sold and the story as far as the investment and the money put in by the miners come to an end?
I think the way I'm looking at it now, it'll be a little bit of both, I think, right? Because you've got to remember that when we bought the site back in 94, the average age of the miners was about 44, right? Now they're 69, right? We've got quite a few of them have passed away, which is a shame. So it would be nice if they could get something out of the mine. But I can't answer the question you asked me, because Tower is the ultimate democracy, right? All our directors are voted in and voted out by the shareholders. There's no sort of preferential treatment to anybody. So whether we do it, we'll have a general meeting with all the shareholders. We will put our proposals to them. The board obviously would make a recommendation that they don't always follow. Right? The board would make a better recommendation and they would decide which way they want to go. And whichever way the boys want to go, that's the way we'll go.
Well, Tony Schott, it's a fascinating story. Thanks for sharing some of the history and the secrets even of everything here. Thank you very much for talking to us on The Talking Magazine this month, and I wish you every success for the future.
Well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to do it.
Absolutely amazing. I never realised how they managed to take over that colliery. So thank you, Tony Schott, and our Tony Charles, for that item.